This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Liberals in America and around the world are at war with reality, and they find reality to be hate speech. So if you're on Twitter or YouTube or anywhere like that, and you say something that's based in reality that they don't like, then they just say it's hate speech, and they use that to ban you. So recently, a woman on Twitter said that men are different than women. I know, it's common sense. Of course, men are different from women. That's why we have two different words. That's why we have sexual reproduction. I mean, men and women are biologically different. Science supports the fact that they have different brains, different brain function, different reproductive organs, different body strength, different emotional realities, all kinds of things. Men and women are different. But if you say that on Twitter, you get banned because that's not socially acceptable. You can't say men and women are different. You have to say that there's no difference, that men and women are exactly the same, and that anybody can be anything they want. All they have to do is declare it. They can just say that they used to be a man and now they're a woman, and or vice versa. This is what it has come to. So if you now quote reality, it's hate speech. And this is how the left censors everything that they don't want to hear. And this is why the left online, in social media and websites and search engines and video sites, it's an echo chamber. It's a thought bubble of lunacy. Left-wing lunatics repeating the same stupid falsehoods to each other and calling it truth and saying that anyone who disagrees with them has to be censored because they must be a bigot or a racist, or they must be homophobic or Islamophobic, or they must be engaged in hate speech. So anything they don't want to hear is just automatically hate speech. So if you say carbon dioxide is a crucial nutrient for plants to grow and for forests, and that over 95% of all life forms on the planet use carbon dioxide to survive, if you say that, even though it's a scientific fact, you will be banned because it's hate speech, since you don't agree with the climate change narrative. And the climate change narrative, of course, is total nonsense. It's completely foolish. It's based in lunacy. But you see, you have to sign up for the lunacy now, or you will be censored and silenced. And that's how the left works. I did a story on this the other day at Natural News. You can probably still find it there. That says everything the left believes is false. Think about the core beliefs of leftists. What do they believe? They think that gender isn't real, that gender is fluid, that you can just declare yourself to be a man or a woman, and that biology doesn't count. Well, that's all false. Of course, biology counts. Children are born as male or female. In fact, they develop as male or female before they're born, long before they're born. XX versus XY chromosomes. It's actually like in the very first cell division. It's already determined whether you're going to be a male or a female. But no, the left says, no, that can't be real. So they make up their own stupid story. They say, well, children are born genderless. This is what they actually say. And then doctors assign gender at birth. They assign it arbitrarily. Oh, like what? They wave a magic wand over the crotch of the infant and like, Shazam, some reproductive organs appear. Oh, that's amazing. That's what the left actually believes happens. They believe that. They actually think that. This is not a metaphor. They think that's how it works. You might as well tell them, no, babies are brought by storks. You know, like in the cartoons, a big flying bird with a baby in a cloth held in its beak. Yeah, that's where babies come from. They come from storks. That's why they're genderless, you see. And the left might as well believe that. But they also believe in climate change, which is this utterly false lunacy idea that claims that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet, that carbon dioxide will make everything die. Wait a second. Go look up on any website the process of photosynthesis. How does photosynthesis work? Well, photosynthesis uses carbon dioxide, obviously, to create energy, metabolic energy for plants. And so why are leaves green? Because leaves contain chlorophyll, and chlorophyll is used for photosynthesis. Why is grass green? Huh? Why are shrubs? Why do they have green leaves? Why do fruit trees have green leaves? Because of photosynthesis, because of carbon dioxide. It's funny, the very same leftists who are lunatics, who claim that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet, they keep lamenting the loss of forests. There's too much clear cutting of the rainforest. We need more rainforest. Well, if you want more rainforest, why are you at war with carbon dioxide? Rainforests need carbon dioxide. You want to grow more rainforest, increase the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. You'll have more rainforest automatically because that's what makes them grow. CO2, the number one most important nutrient. It's plant food. It's food, essentially. It's metabolic energy. It's like the blood sugar of plants, so to speak, indirectly. But leftists are like, no, carbon's bad. Really? I mean, they actually have a war on carbon. And they talk about carbon sequestration. They always want to get rid of the carbon. They want to hide it underground or bury it in the land. They want to get rid of the carbon, lower the carbon. They have a war on carbon. And yet they don't realize that they themselves are made of carbon. Almost every molecule in their body is a carbon-based molecule. Why? Because we're carbon-based life forms. Every piece of food that you eat is made out of carbon. Apples are made of carbon. Jeez. People, I guess this is what happens when you have these public schools that are run as indoctrination centers and don't actually teach anything. You actually have students graduating from public schools who don't know what carbon is. They've never seen a table of elements. They didn't even go through like high school chemistry or science class. And they don't know that apples are made of carbon. They have no idea. They don't know their own skin is made of carbon. They don't know that their own bodies, their nerves, their bones, it's carbon. That's why we're called carbon-based life forms. In any case, so the left thinks that they want to get rid of carbon. And then they would save the planet, which is why I recently recommended that we should build a spaceship and have it fly to Mars and give free tickets to all the liberals who want to jump on board so that they can go to Mars, because they all think that they're going to colonize Mars. They don't know Mars has almost zero atmospheric pressure. So imagine the shock when they deboard on Mars and can't speak. All the air is sucked out of the lungs. Oh, my God. And then for the first time, we wouldn't hear liberals whining and complaining anymore because they would have no air. But they think Mars is like New York. They think they could just fly to Mars and colonize Mars. And they think they're going to have to, by the way, because they think Earth is going to be destroyed because of too much carbon dioxide. So they would rather go to Mars where there's no atmosphere. Wow, what a bunch of geniuses. So Earth is bad because we have the nutrient for trees and forests and grass. That's bad. But Mars is awesome when it's got no atmosphere at all, basically. Well, very almost none. And not enough sunlight to grow crops either, by the way. Very little sun. Well, a lot less sunlight compared to Earth. Yeah, you think your solar panels are going to work on Mars? Not very well. Nope. Uh-uh. Especially when they get Mars dust on them, which is a big problem. So let's shift over to economics, because what liberals believe about economics is also laughably false. Liberals don't understand anything about economics, money, finance, mathematics, human behavior, none of that, or just logic for that matter. So liberals think that the most efficient economy is a centrally planned communist-style economy where the state controls all private industry. The state sets the wages for all the jobs. The state runs the companies. The state tells you how much you're allowed to earn. And the state sets the prices on goods and services, telling you how much you're allowed to charge. And according to the complete idiots on the left, this would be awesome. This would create utopia because then everything would be fair. Well, this has already been tried. It's called Venezuela. It's called former Soviet Union. It's called modern day North Korea. We've tried those experiments and every one of them has failed. Communism sucks. Centrally planned economies are horrible. Why? Well, primarily because central authorities don't have good information from the local level about demand and supply and quality and consumer choice about goods and services. You cannot have a bureaucracy take the place of all the individuals who are making decisions as business owners, as consumers, as employees. That's where the decisions get made about supply and demand, and that's where the efficiencies are found. If you try to take all that away from the people and put it in the hands of a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., who don't even care about what they're doing because it's not their money, then you're going to get massive inefficiencies. You're going to get shortages. Let's just take price controls, for example. First thing that happens when you control prices, you set an artificially low price as a government. What happens? Well, the shelves are empty. Why is that? Why is that? Huh? Let's say a loaf of bread in Venezuela. Let's say that it's now costing $10 in a free market sense. And we'll use dollars here just for illustration purposes. Let's say a loaf of bread really should cost $10, but the government says, no, we're going to force grocery stores to sell a loaf of bread for $1. So they're forcing a 90% reduction. Well, what happens? Well, two things happen. Number one, it takes wheat to make bread and other ingredients, and the wheat probably costs more than the $1. So all the bread makers stop making bread because they can't sell the bread at a profit or even a break-even amount. So all of a sudden, the bread's gone off the store shelves because the government set the low price. You see, liberals are stupid. They think that if they control the prices, that the producers will just magically somehow keep creating bread just by waving magic wands. I guess it's the same way they create genitals on newborn babies when they assign gender. Maybe the magic wand that creates genitals spontaneously can also make bread. So this magic wand, they think, is just being waved around by businesses to make bread. This just shows you liberals don't even know how anything's manufactured. They have no idea. They don't know how businesses operate. They don't even realize that businesses have costs. No, seriously, that liberals don't understand that businesses have costs. They think that businesses are just making endless heaps of money and they're just hoarding it all and not sharing it with anybody, which is insane. No, businesses have costs. And if they're selling a loaf of bread, if the business is selling it, let's say, for $5 wholesale to the grocery store, then they're lucky to make 5% on that, which would be 25 cents. You know, probably their costs are $4.75, and then they sell the bread for $5 and they make 25 cents. And then the grocery store doubles the price, let's say. I mean, these are just for illustration purposes here. And then the grocery store makes the other $5, let's say. And that usually grocery margins aren't that high, but for supplements and things, they can be. They can be like 50% goes to the retailer. Like Whole Foods takes 60% on many products. In any case, the government sets the price artificially to a dollar, and then the bread maker is out of business because the bread maker say, huh, let's see, my cost per loaf is $4.75, and the government's requiring me to sell it for a dollar. Well, gosh, that's a loss of $3.75 per loaf. Why would I lose money to keep making bread that's costing me out of my pocket? Can't do that. So they stop making bread. But the other reason that the bread disappears from the shelves is because the black market. So everybody's buying the bread at a dollar and hoarding it at a dollar, but then reselling it to other people for somewhere between $1 and the real market price, which is $10. I saw this in Ecuador firsthand. In Ecuador, the government had artificially lowered the cost of fuel, gasoline. It was dirt cheap. And they did that to try to stay in power by having the people subsidized in terms of their fuel costs. So people could buy a gallon of gas, let's say for a dollar. It was somewhere around there when I lived there. It was artificially low. It was very low. And so what would happen is there was a massive gasoline smuggling operation. I got to see some of this, by the way. You would see these chasms between Ecuador and Peru. And in Ecuador, they would go get gasoline. They would buy gas and they would smuggle it to the border. And then they would swing it across the chasm using ropes. They would have like a 5-gallon container of gas and they'd have ropes and they swing it across the chasm. And then on the other side, on the Peruvian side, they would get that. And the value in Peru, instead of $5 for 5 gallons, the value in Peru might be $15 for 5 gallons. And so they would sell it on the black market in Peru and make a profit, because the free market really cannot be suppressed. Ultimately, somebody's going to buy and sell the product at free market prices. So the government, in order to stop people from buying gasoline and selling it on the black market, the government started criminalizing putting gasoline in containers. And I know this because I had to go fill up gas in containers for my generator that I had at Ecuador, because the electrical grid is not very reliable. So I had a generator there. And when I would go to get gas for the generator, I didn't think anything of it. And I just, drove up in the truck and just start filling the containers. And people are freaking out. They're like, no, you need a permit for that. Where's your permit? You got to have a permit. I'm like, what permit? What are you talking about? I'm just getting gas for the generator. Like, no, you have to have a permit. And then they explained to me the process. You have to go to Quito and then you have to fill out these forms and get these stamps. And then you have to chase different bureaucrats across the city, different departments. And then you have to have probably an apostille and a hologram and a fingerprint and an iris scan. And you have to do an Indian rain dance. And then you'll get a permit. Oh, you have to pay for it too. And then you get the permit, but only if you hold your mouth right. And then after you get the permit, then you're allowed to buy gas. So they turn it into a police state because they're subsidizing the gas prices to try to make the people think that things are cheaper than they actually are. And then as a result, the people in Ecuador are wasting gas because it's not priced where it should be. So there's no reason to conserve gas. So they're wasting gas. The government's criminalizing putting gas in gas cans. And there's a massive black market, which probably involves in a lot of police effort to try to track down the black market trade. And then there's like a gasoline smuggling ring. You know, all this comes out of the fact that the government didn't just let the free market price the gas. If you let the free market price the gas or bread or sugar or anything, then the problems solve themselves. Supply and demand solves itself. It balances itself out. But liberals are too stupid to understand that. They are dumb. They are, dumb's not even the right word. They're cognitively retarded. That's just the only way to put it. They're incapable of rational thought. They're incapable of understanding cause and effect. They don't understand economics. And that's why you have these people like Ocasio-Cortez, and she's like, everybody should just have everything for free. Like, and just pay for it. Okay. Like, already. This is the way she talks, by the way. And this is the way they think, that they don't think that money has to come from somewhere. They don't understand productivity. They don't understand anything. They just say everything should be free and that the government should just pay for everything for everybody. And the money just comes from maybe that same magic wand that is Shazam. There's a vagina. Oh my God. Wow. Genitals. That's your genital wand. And it creates trillions. That's amazing. That's an amazing magic wand that you have there, Miss Ocasio-Cortez. Could you wave it over your brain and maybe create some neurons? That would be a real miracle right there. Wave it over your skull. See if you can put something in there. Maybe you could delete your gender organs and create a brain. Like, have a trade-off, Like a barter system for your biology. We'll call it the barterology. I don't know. They're lacking, like, they have like lower brainstem lizard functions, I guess, reptilian brains, but that's it. Sometimes they can almost talk in a complete sentence, but not usually. They're brain dead. We're being run by like lizard brain morons who don't understand numbers. They don't know anything. It's incredible. Yeah, in any case, everything liberals believe is false. And yet they try to make it their reality, and they try to enforce it as the only reality that you are allowed to follow. And they try to criminalize anybody who's outside of their little cult, little thought obedience cult, which is what it is. And that's why we have to resist that nonsense. So, hey, read the website leftcult.com, which explains all this. It's hilarious. And also read one of my main websites, newstarget.com. Share this podcast everywhere. See more videos and podcasts at brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.